Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I really like people checking me out. She didn't even hear it because she was busy yapping with Jane, Sue Thomas.
Ooh,
good Lord. Do you have your headphones on now?
I really like
people checking me out. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
I really like people. Here, one more time here.
I really like people checking me out.
Oh, there are going to be so many places where that could be inserted.
Truly unfortunate.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Paul Hall just sent a text that said, just checking Sue out, so it's gone viral.
3 years ago, the world we knew disappeared overnight. We lost our homes, our communities, and most of the people we loved. We still don't know why above 8,000 feet we're safe.
Hunter's last filter burnt out. The hospital in Boulder will have a crate of them.
You're going to have to go below the line at least a dozen times.
If I don't go, Hunter dies.
They can't be killed, but no one's had a chance to study them.
Ooh, that sounds very dramatic. That is a film called Elevation. Mr. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films with us this afternoon on a Friday edition on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you this afternoon?
I'm just minimizing my other computer that's checking Sue out right at the moment. Just
be
she
careful.
Asked me to.
Great.
What can I say?
No Me Too moments here on the Mark Reardon Show.
Sounds a little creepy.
We don't need that. Yeah. So I don't know if I'm familiar with Elevation.
Anthony Mackie, Marina Bacane, she is Deadpool. You've seen her in Deadpool. Anthony Mackie, of course, so many of you know who he is from the Captain America series and the Marvel movies. This is a story about what happens when Earth gets taken over. You know, we've seen a million movies about Earth gets taken over, but they get everything below 8,000 feet. So the survivors go above 8,000 feet of elevation, and they survive until things happen, they have to go below, and they have to confront the bad guys along the way. It's one of those movies that you've seen the plot a million times over, so it's got to be done at least competently to make it work. And I'm happy to say it's just a touch above competently. It's not a great film that I'm going to send you out to see right now in the theaters, but it is something as it moves its way through some of the other platforms. You know, take a look at it. It's an hour and a half. It's a tight movie. You've seen a lot of this stuff before, but I think Anthony Mackie is the one that makes it work for me. And I think he's so good at what he does that he brings the story together. I will say, maybe it's not aliens that took over everything, but you'll have to see the film to check that out. Elevation is in theaters around there and everyone now. And then it'll be on another platform down the road.
Yeah, soon enough. Well, this one, you know, I think a lot of us coming off this election, we're looking for something that might make us laugh this weekend. So this movie's called The Present. We'll see if it's going to make us laugh.
Delivery.
Oh, no.
Eric, what are we supposed to do with a giant broken clock that
this
nobody wants?
This is a rare antique.
The clock can help you now and then, but only you can change events.
Huh. Okay. Taylor discovered that Grandpa's clock can turn back time.
Mom and Dad are going to break up at dinner if we don't do everything exactly right.
Ooh, time travel sounds like it's involved, and that's Isla Fisher. I like her quite a bit. And Greg Kinnear's in this movie, so is it any good? Have you seen this one?
Yeah, I have, and it's over on Hulu now, so you'll be able to check this out over there. Is it good? It's again, a very serviceable movie, but it's something you can sit down and watch with the whole family,
that
which is rare in this type of a genre.
Yeah, because look, we're looking for stuff to watch with Alexa now that she's kind of out of the, you know, the pure kids movies and animated films, and that's why I was wondering about this one. So that sounds like it could be family-oriented. Right. That's good.
Yeah, Isla and Greg Kinnear play two parents that are going to split up, and the kids find out about it, or one of the kids finds out about it and gets this magical clock that will let him reverse time and try to keep them from breaking up. Well, you have to go all the way to the end to see if that works. But it's not going to be easy, and it's filled with lots of road bumps, speed bumps along the way, and involving other kids in the family. It's what kids want in a family all together in one movie. And I love Greg, and I love Isla Fisher. I interviewed Greg a couple years back, and he's just such a a decent man. I think this all works from a family perspective.
Well, that is good. All right, so what else do you have? Jane and I are watching some stuff I wanted to mention here, but what else you got this weekend, either streaming or in theaters? Look, as I mentioned, I think a couple of days ago, Fred Paul, we're on the cusp of some really big movies opening here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, they're coming very, very fast. Anything from Wicked all the way through the end of the year, you're going to see some really big titles coming down the way. So first you have to finish off on some of the titles you missed in the summer, say. Things like My Old Ass is now on Prime Video for everybody to check out. I said good things about it earlier this year when it came out theatrically. Now you can see it free that way. Despicable Me 4, for those looking for that family Despicable Me type of film, Peacock has got that now moved to
the 9.5-year-old in my house did not like Despicable Me 4. She has actually rather discerning taste, and Mom and Alexis saw that one, didn't like it very much. Did you like it? I can't remember.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I did.
Okay.
It wasn't great. It was not in the league with the first films, but Despicable Me 4 still gets you some of that, you know, that banana humor. Back in for you. And I got to mention the Apple TV Plus stuff, because Disclaimer had their finale this week. I got a chance to sit down with Leslie Manville and hear some of the behind the scenes right before that finale aired. I hope you got to check it out this week, and I hope you enjoyed it. I know, Jane, you were checking out Disclaimer.
Yeah, did you watch it, Jane?
Oh,
I have not said.
I'm all caught up.
Cate Blanchett and Kevin Kline. I haven't started yet. Sacha Baron Cohen's in this as well. So they're already wrapped it up. They've dropped all the episodes, is what you're saying, or the last one's coming?
The last one dropped, I think it was Wednesday this week. Yeah. And for Jane, I know for sure. I know she was a fan. I was a fan as well. Bad Sisters second season drops next Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Check it out.
I love that show. If you don't watch Bad Sisters, I mean, it is so great. It's so
great. You still don't see it coming. I mean, literally, you sit down with it and you don't expect what you get out of it.
And who's in that? Who's the?
I'm looking at the cast members. I don't know a lot of these people.
No, there's one.
You will know them when you see them.
Okay.
Even if you don't know them by name, they are people you've seen in a million things before.
And and one of the girls was just in something big. I'll look it up. Proceed.
Yeah, Sharon Horgan is the main one there. Sorry, I had to look it up myself because I didn't have it in front of me. Go figure.
Wait, but this is let me circle back on this. This is the second season, and then tell me. I don't remember what this one's about. What is it about?
Well, this is where there are five sisters in Ireland, and somebody turns up, shall we say, dead. And a lot of interesting things go on along the way. Very adult, raunchy, and humor along the way. But once you get going on it, you can't put it down. You can't get beyond it. And are these sisters doing good things or bad things? I don't know. It depends on your perspective, I guess, when you sit down with them. I laughed a lot.
It's morally ambiguous in such a funny way. And I love that. They push the envelope. And they're sisters, they're loyal sisters, and they're hilarious. But it's dark comedy, which I'm always in favor of.
Yeah, I like dark comedies as well. I am wrapping up. I'm trying to get through all of American Sports Story. I started a little late. That's the Aaron Hernandez story. We had Steve Butts, state representative, on the roundtable. His brother, Norbert Leo Butts, two-time Tony Award winner, is Coach Belichick in episode 4. And Jane, I'm finally on episode 4. I like it, Paul. I think it's pretty good. I don't remember a lot about this case. I realize it's not a documentary. It's a drama. But I think it's been executed pretty well. And it's a pretty tragic tale if you kind of get into it.
Yeah, anytime you see, I mean, I remember when it all broke out in real life. And it just became kind of almost a punchline more than anything else. And unfortunately, sometimes those punchlines have a much more serious tale behind them.
There was a lot I didn't remember. I mean, that's there was a lot I didn't know about Aaron Hernandez.
Well, me too, but I'm also wondering how much it really happened. Look, they have this, one thing that I have noticed is they have this interesting portrayal of Urban Meyer, who doesn't have the best reputation, you know, of being the nicest guy, but he's a hard-nosed coach and he won national championships and he's the head coach at the University of Florida. But they go into this, you know, this dilemma that I guess maybe these coaches have when you get players on your team that are misbehaving, but there's all this pressure to win. That's part of the, you know, one of the subplots
but he was
in this story.
I mean, at least they portrayed him as being honest with the Patriots as to what they were, that this kid had problems.
And I didn't get to that point yet. So,
yeah,
because that's all right. But that's, I'm on the next episode when he goes. I'm wrapping up. I think I still may have 15 minutes to go on episode 3, which is, you know, pray away the gay.
But disclaimer's good.
Yeah, good. Anything else, Paul, you want to mention before we get out of here?
I was just going to mention, if you're not ready, Christmas movies are coming everywhere. Best Christmas pageant ever is in theaters. I've heard good things from the director of The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins. Meet me next Christmas on Netflix. Not talking about them yet because I'm not ready for Christmas yet. But those movies, if you're a Christmas movie fan, the platforms are all launching them now.
You know, I'm approaching this holiday season with perhaps a different mindset because I had a friend of mine that sent, I think he was maybe harassing me just a little bit, flipped his Christmas lights on last night and said, too soon. And, you know, I've been kind of militant on this over the years, Jane, you might remember. Don't flip it on until Thanksgiving. We need the spirit of the holidays.
We need a little Christmas.
I'm almost ready. I'll be mocked if I do this, but I'm almost ready to flip mine on just because I want to think about family and the holidays.
The tree's going up soon.
So I'm okay with some Christmas movies here, Paul. That's okay.
And hot chocolate.
We'll work some in next week for you, for sure. I've got plenty of them lined up.
When do you see? I'm going to see Wicked a week from Sunday before the opening with my daughter, so I'm very excited about that. When do you get to see it?
I don't have a date on when I get it yet.
Really?
They keep things from me. Mark, I become kind of one of those folks that's in the wilderness, you know, flyover country extreme, I guess.
Well, to Paul's, he's up in Milwaukee, and what's happened over the years in the immediate aftermath, sir, I think some of this was happening before the pandemic, but look, Hollywood has really changed some of the strategy when it comes to getting these movies out across the country to critics, and they don't screen as much in Milwaukee, and we're not a whole lot bigger here in St. Louis, so we don't get as much attention as we used to. They sort of concentrate on some of these bigger markets because the budgets are a little bit more restrictive. Tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com. I'll be posting a link this weekend for the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards that airs on Sunday night. I'm a voter. I am working on casting that ballot for tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk soon. Hey, just out of curiosity, I haven't been paying close attention to the Chiefs. Have they won any games this year, the Chiefs? Do you know?
One or two.
Really?
The Chargers are still right behind them in the standings. Don't worry.
Good luck with that. All right. We'll see. Have a great weekend. We got Cusimano coming up.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.